But I don't think any fair-minded listener would dispute that these three categories nearly cover the vast bulk of the liberal agenda, or at least describe the core of liberal passions today. In the remainder of this chapter, I propose to look at each area, starting with the least obvious and perhaps least important, to see how the progressive urge to re-engineer society from the bottom up manifests itself in these three pillars of liberalism today. The welfare state. What is the welfare state? The plain meaning is fairly obvious. A social safety net, a system by which the government can address economic inequalities, presumably for the betterment of the whole society, with special emphasis on the least fortunate. The term, and to a significant degree, the concept, begins with Bismarck's Prussia, Bismarck's Wohlfahrtsstaat, including everything from guaranteed pensions and other forms of social insurance to a whole constellation of labor reforms. This state socialism, as we've seen, was an enormous inspiration to progressives, socialists, and social democrats in Britain and America, and of course, in Germany. But there were at least two important differences between America and Prussia. First, America was a democratic republic with a firm constitution designed to protect minorities, albeit imperfectly, against the tyranny of the majority. Second, Germans already constituted a racial nation. American progressives were frustrated by the first point because they were envious of the second. The progressives believed that, in the words of Justice Holmes, the aim of law and social policy was to build a race. Our democracy, with its inconvenient checks and balances, including a diverse population, made such a project difficult. Nonetheless, progressive social policy, the granite foundation of today's welfare state, was from the outset dedicated to solving this problem. The American welfare state, in other words, was in important respects a eugenic racial project from the outset. The progressive authors of welfare state socialism were interested not in protecting the weak from the ravages of capitalism, as modern liberals would have it, but in weeding out the weak and unfit, and thereby preserving and strengthening the Anglo-Saxon character of the American racial community. Raceologists like E.A. Ross dedicated their careers to this effort. At the macro level, Ross described the program as one of social control. This meant mining the society for its purest elements and forging those elements into a superior race. For white Anglo-Protestants, this would amount to a national restoration, the watchword of all fascist movements.